Well, Wump Monkey Puppets are back for the summer with a new show, which will be going to some of the Cincinnati Library branches. And we are here with Terrence Burke, who's going to give us the buzz on what's going on. Terrence, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having us.
You have a new show coming this summer, touring some of the branches of the Cincinnati and Hamilton County Libraries. Tell us a little bit about this show.
Well, the show has a very green theme, and we're trying to promote ecology and learn about bees in a very fun and happy way. Show opens with Coleman's Green Team. We talk about how to get bitter about litter and pitch in and do our part to keep our neighborhoods and communities nice and litter-free. And then we close out with a wonderful skit that was inspired by my mother, who is a beekeeper. It's called Be Happy. And Super Space Princess Gwizzle will be visiting the Queen Bee and learning about bees and how we can help them and how they help our planet.
And speaking of visiting, we have both Gwizzle and the Queen Bee visiting here in the studio. Welcome, ladies.
It's nice and cool in here. It's much cooler than a beehive. Oh, we like to keep it hot in there.
Gwizzle, you are actually not from planet Earth.
No, I'm from the planet Gwook.
Planet Gwook. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. And what brought you to Earth?
Well, I was out taking a little spin before supper in my UFO, and I decided I've never been here, so I'll stop in and see. And I landed, and I saw the very first Earth creature I met was the Queen and her colony.
And you received her most royally, I'm sure, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes, she's a very graceful guest, and we love to have her. And she learned how to do the bee dance, which the children will learn while we perform.
Terrence, as you said, it's a very green-themed show. And it harkens back to the days we talked earlier about when Woodsy the Owl and Give a Hoot, Don't Pollute and all like that. Is this one of the messages you're trying to get back to kids today?
In a very friendly, fun way, yes. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, we would see Woodsy Owl and Smokey the Bear on television. And, it was part of the pop culture then. And I am a parent now and really don't see that information being shared to our children. So when writing the show over the winter, I felt, well, write what you know and what you'd like to promote, and something about being green and bees with something happy.
Well, and that's been one of the leading green themes lately is the survival of bees. We've been having issues with bee population dying off. Does this show address that as well?
In a very child-simplified way. I don't want to get it too deep into it, but I do have the puppets share how children can help bees by planting gardens, by using chemical-free pesticides, and just being helpful in that. And maybe that will encourage them to learn about bees and not be as afraid of them as I was when I was a boy.
And Coleman's Green Team focuses on litter and how it affects our world.
Certainly. When I wake up every morning, I usually average about a 2 to 3 mile walk through Northside. And I see litter everywhere, and it's most distressing. I pick it up. I could probably fill bags and bags of it, but I just simply can't while walking. So I wanted to address that to my audience and get it into the kids that, you know, we don't have to throw it out, and we could throw it in the can or bring it home. Don't toss it out the window. And maybe if children hear that coming from a puppet, they might, you know, hit home with them and next time think before they're at the playground or in front of the library throwing their soda can on the ground.
Now, your program is in line with the theme this year from the library for their summer programming, which is Building a Better World. Tell us a little bit about how you approached that theme and how you came up with this particular program.
When the library presents those to performers, they kind of leave it pretty open to the writer of the piece to come up with, you know, something that is interesting to them, as well as hopefully appealing to the audience. And I immediately, after discussing with my mother, who is a beekeeper, thought that would be one way to work it in. And then seeing the litter about my neighborhood and a lot of places, sadly, I thought that would be an interesting way. And another way to beautify our world, we have our friend Unka the Caveman will be planting or attempting to plant a flower garden on a puppet stage.
Earlier, you mentioned that the children will be learning how to do the bee dance. This sounds like a very interactive program for kids.
Speaking to a librarian, a few months ago, she said, you know, now does your show have something that get their ants out of their pants? And I thought, ooh, that's a good idea. So I wrote this little techno piece that the kids will be encouraged to dance with the puppets in the middle of the program so they can get up and wiggle around a bit and do it's called the waggle dance. Oh, that's right, the waggle dance. And the kids can dance along with the bees and the puppets.
Now, you have a couple of upcoming performances. On July the 12th, you'll be appearing at the Loveland Branch Library on Loveland Madera Road. And on Saturday, the 22nd of July, you'll be at the Clifton Branch Library on Brookline Avenue. We will have information on both of these shows at our website that people can link to. You have done this show before? Is this a brand new show?
This is brand new.
Brand new world premiere. Mm-hmm. So this is exciting. I love the look of both of the puppets we've got here.
Why, thank you.
An alien princess with bright orange hair, and of course, the queen all in gold. Tell us a little bit about when you come up with characters, how you go about working with your puppet builder, who happens to be your wife,
indeed,
on creating these puppets.
It's a very collaborative effort. Often the script or the idea for the script is the first bit, and I will doodle and sketch out just some ideas. And I started drawing out the queen bee, and I was making it much too very insect-like, and we thought that might be a little intimidating to children. So Lara then took my ideas and basically ran with the ball, if you will, and came up with this wonderful design of the queen and using different fabrics to make her nice, shiny, and happy-looking. And then Gwizzle is actually the niece of a character who has performed throughout the shows over the years, Gwazzle, who is her uncle. And she basically just reversed the color patterns. Gwazzle is an orange-skinned puppet with purple tendrils, whereas Gwizzle, I am purple with orange tendrils. And we added the glitter and some button eyes and made her really happy. And she has the honor of being the first breakout star that is a girl. There's much more girls in our show, which was inspired by a little girl at a school day camp several years ago who came up to me during the meet and greet and said, how come they're all boys? And I thought, oh, goodness. And I brought that comment home, and my wife and daughter said, she's right, Daddy. And so then we're girls, and often in this show, there are four female characters that I perform.
You take a lot of inspiration from your audience members in terms of what it is that they like and what it is that appeals to them the most. What are some of the things that you've learned over the years from your audiences regarding your puppets?
Kids like corny jokes, that is one. The cheesier they are, and I try them out on my own children at home, and they will give me the thumbs up or thumbs down, and yet will give a cheesy joke, and I'll hear all this laughter. Kids still like to be surprised when a puppet pops up out of the stage. They will shriek in excitement seeing this very simple cat paw pop up from the stage, pull something off, and disappear. This puppet has no voice, never speaks, and it's only a cat paw, yet they're thrilled. And they like to see props. I build all the props. In fact, in this show, the Be Happy Show, most of them are made out of recycled products. I just used cardboard cereal boxes, did some paper mache, and reused them. In fact, my eyes are Easter eggs.
And lovely eyes they are. Mm-hmm. So you've taken the whole ecology green theme to heart with this particular show, not only in terms of the stories, but in terms of the products that you're using to create. Has this been an important theme to you in your life? I know you've mentioned your walks in the morning, but has this been a theme that's been constant with you?
I would say so. I remember being in elementary school back in Massachusetts in the 70s and being involved with a ecology-based club of some sort. I don't remember the details of it, but I remember it was about picking up litter and recycling and that. So that was probably one of the earlier aspects of learning about those things as a boy. And it's something that has stuck with me. I've always been a recycler. I try to use green products when possible. Not always in puppetry are you able to do that. Sometimes you do have to use some rather nasty paints and sprays and that to keep the puppets looking good and protected. However, whenever available, I do try to do it. And certainly, I would agree, yes, it is something that is important to me. And they like to say, write what you know and what you care about. And this is coming through in the show.
And it's wonderful that you're sharing this with a young generation because, of course, we all know that once we get into habits started as young people, picking trash up off the street and keeping our homes neat and growing flowers for the bees, we know that that's something that will continue. Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Terrence Burke of Muppet Puppets, as well as Gwizzle and Queen Bee.
You're most welcome.
For more information on the Muppet Puppets presentation of Be Happy and Coleman's Green Team at the Loveland Branch Library and Clifton Branch Library, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump. Thank you.
they're inside me where it's dark. I walk around like Noah's Ark. I stuff my tummy like a goop when animals crack.